Chapter 3. A Particular Interest in Death.
I must tell you who else is here, said Poirot. You and I are not the only guests, mon ami. Altogether, including Lady Playford, there are 11 of us at Lily Oak. If one counts the servants as well, there are 3 more: Hatton the butler, a maid named Phyllis, and the cook, Bridget. The question is, ought we to count the servants?
Count them as what? Or for what?
What are you talking about, Poirot? Are you here to conduct a study of the population of County Cork? How many inhabitants per house, that sort of thing? I have missed your sense of humour, Catchpool, but we must be serious. As I say, we do not have long. Soon, within the half hour, someone will disturb us to prepare for the serving of drinks. Now, listen. At Lily Oak, apart from ourselves and the servants, there is our hostess, Lady Playford, the 2 lawyers we have talked about, Gathercole and Rolfe. There is also Lady Playford's secretary, Joseph Scotcher, a nurse by the name of Sophie Bourlet.
A nurse? I perched on the arm of a chair. Is Lady Playford in poor health, then?
No, let me finish. Also here are Lady Playford's 2 children, the wife of one and the young gentleman friend of the other. In fact, I believe Mr. Randall Kimpton and Miss Claudia Playford are engaged to be married. She lives at Lily Oak. He is visiting from England. An American by birth, but also an Oxford man, I think Lady Playford said.
So you got all this from her?
You will discover when you meet her that she is able to convey much in a short space of time, all with great colour and speed.
I see. That sounds alarming. Still, it's comforting to know that someone in this house is capable of speech, given the butler, I mean. Have you reached the end of your inventory of people?
Yes, but I have not yet named the last 2. Mademoiselle Claudia's brother, Lady Playford's son, is Harry, the 6th Viscount Playford of Clonakilty.
He, too, I have already met.
He lives here with his wife, Dorothy, who is referred to by all as Doro.
All right. And why is it so important that we list these people before we all gather for drinks?
Incidentally, I should like to find my room and run a flannel over my face before the evening.